It's time for Green and Gold Insiders on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
We're joined live in the studio by Homer, 5 to 6 p.m. on ESPN Milwaukee. He's the voice of the Marquette Golden Eagles. Homer, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. Every Tuesday, right?
You got it. All right. You got it. Hey, I want to begin by asking you about the maybe critique a little bit of Coach LaFleur's press conference. I'm really tired personally of hearing, I need to do better, I'll look at the tape, I need to do a better job, I need to look at the tape, and yet week in, week out, we're dealing with the same issues.
What would you like him to say?
I'm getting rid of Joe Barry.
That ain't going to happen, we know that.
I'm going to change
Barry
the scheme.
Joe Barry had a great game.
He did. He gave up 17 points.
Yes.
So this is not his fault.
Well, and I would emphasize, there were two turnovers. He gave up 17 points, and they got the ball. The defense had to go out there on the 7-yard line. So to hold a team to a field goal when they're starting the ball on your 7-yard line is pretty good. The other time they at the end of the game, they had to stop them in order to allow the Packers to have a chance. No, Joe Barry, the defense had a great game.
So let me flip the question. What would you like to hear Matt LaFleur say?
I don't know. You're the ones upset. The offense is a mess.
You're not upset? Good with all this?
Yeah, this was a bad week. Quarterback blew the game, your quarterback throws 3 interceptions, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
It's over. You're going to lose. And he's a young quarterback, he's played Purdue. This was his worst game. You had a bad game. All right, let's go to the next one. How many wins did you think the team would have? I'm still at 8. And I'm going to stay at 8. Now they lose to Denver.
You're going to move.
Yes, and they're 2-4 and then all hell breaks loose. But for right now, hey, you beat Denver, you're 3-3. What is about this team that's that much different than your expectations?
Their ultimate reliance on one player. I underestimated how critical Aaron Jones is to everything they want to do on offense. Because here's what I saw
so
in the first
did they.
Half. Right?
Yeah.
Here's what I saw in the first half. We're going to be a smash-mouth running team because our running back that we have who's healthy can't get outside the tackles. He's got to run a fullback dive every play, right? It's just A.J. Dillon up the gut. A.J. Dillon up the gut. And with unspectacular results. And then the second half, it was, let's take some deep shots. Let's become this vertical passing game. Like, he is searching far and wide for any identity on offense as an offensive-minded head coach because the offensive line is beat up. They can't run the ball how they want to run the ball because their best running back is hurt. And now he is scrambling to find an identity for this offense, and he cannot find it.
You don't need me. You just got that. That's exactly.
And not in the Vegas Strip.
It's worse than that because the problem is in the first half. So this is the legitimate complaint. I have a tough time with blaming the player, the coach on play calling. But you script plays, and then you use those plays at the start of the game. Bill Walsh, everybody's been doing it for how many years? Their offense is horrible. Has been horrible in the first quarter, even the first half. They have, what do the Packers have, like 26 points in the first half in 5 games, and they have 87 in the second. And so to not be able to figure it out is one thing, but to not be able to figure it out at the start of the game, I don't know, but you're right. He doesn't know what to do.
That's the concerning part for me, right? The Raiders were missing 2 of their top cornerbacks, right? Their defense is off. The Raiders are a bad team. They're a bad football team. The Packers have lost to 2
Bears
bad football teams.
They're
going to face another one after the bye.
There's a ton in there, you know? So then if they're 3-3, all right, if they beat Denver and they're 3-3, how can anybody complain about anything?
I guess it's the way they're getting it done or not getting it done that is shocking. Because to me, the quarterback has sort of regressed.
Yeah, right? I still believe in him.
Most quarterbacks are after playing the Bears. You're going to see some good numbers.
No, I still believe in him. Yeah, he had a horrible game.
Long term.
So I want to see the next one. Then I want to see the one after that and the one after that. And I think the offense's difficulty is they can't score in the first half, especially the first quarter. His problem, the thing that will prevent him from playing in the NFL is completion percentage. His is so low. You cannot be a starter in the NFL at what he's doing, 56%. He's got to be to 60%. Now, I don't know what's causing that or what the problem is. You cannot play in the league if you complete that few passes. But aside from that, he can't throw the long ball. It doesn't mean he won't forever. And now they have this fixation, or part of their game plan is to throw the ball long, and he just doesn't make very good passes. And Christian Watson, I don't think, is really good at going after the ball. He's a track guy to me.
Show a little fight, right? What? It's a ball in the end zone,
Christian. He can't move his body.
He can tackle somebody, get him out of the way.
I don't think he has the ability to control his body like that.
Well, LaFleur alluded to that. The question was asked of him directly. Does he need to fight more? Does he get in there? And LaFleur kind of alluded to, well, it's on us. We need to work with him on that, but kind of conceded that, yeah, there's something missing there.
Yeah, but that's the thing that's missing. But he's so wide open on that last pass. I don't know why Love didn't throw the ball early. He burned the guy
and had his hand up.
Yes,
I'm open
right there.
And then
he had
to slow down because he was going to run through the end zone.
Yes. So, but the issue is, so they lost. The quarterback had a terrible game. Let's go. Let's go to the next one. Who expected?
You're like sunshine today.
No, this is what was expected. And I'm impressed. I was impressed with what the defense did. And granted, the team's that good. But who's surprised?
So I would have agreed with you and taken 3-3 if at the beginning of the year you said with Jordan Love and a young team. But I guess what bothers me is the quality of opponents they've played is so bad that 3-3 doesn't seem good enough when it's the Bears, the Broncos, and the Raiders, and they're terrible. It just doesn't seem good enough.
Packers aren't that good either.
They're not. You're right.
They could beat any team, and they can lose to any team.
They can't beat any team.
Sure they can. Oh, yeah.
No.
Kansas City doesn't. Patrick Mahomes just goes into another planet, and then he decides to come back. And no, I don't.
You think the Packers can beat the Niners?
Hold on. That was going to be the one to answer. All right, no, I don't think they can beat the Niners, but
anybody else, pretty much. I hear your point.
Yeah.
They're middle of the road.
Now, if they played the Niners close, you'd say, hey, they didn't win, but they played a tough team really well. This team isn't very good, so the disappointment really surprises me, as if, everything Greg said is correct. He hasn't, and this is disappointing because he's an offensive guy. And he does clearly not know what to do.
Through 5 weeks, I am very excited about the kicking game. There we go. I am excited about the kickers.
The definition of following a bad team.
The kicking game is exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check out Homer, 5-6 on ESPN Milwaukee. We appreciate you being with us every Tuesday. Thank you, Homer.
My pleasure.